Ooh, Black Sabbath, paranoid. How chilly do you feel this morning if you're an investor looking at the volatility on the market after a 634 point decline in the Dow Jones Industrial Average? Now, futures suggest that the market will begin trading about an hour and a half from now with a big buy. Perhaps a move of about 100 or 200 points in the Dow Jones Industrial Average at the opening. Gold up $40 an ounce again today. Dan Ariely, professor of psychology and behavioral economics at Duke University and author of Predictably Irrational, joins us now from Durham, North Carolina. Dan, good morning.
I hope so.
I know.
We'll see soon.
Let me put one irrational little fact to you that really described yesterday's trading. I mean, stocks were way down, but T-bills, the exact thing that was downgraded by the Standard & Poor's rating agency, they were up all day yesterday.
Yeah, and that tells you that people are basically not really listening to Standard & Poor. They're just panicking, and they're doing what's common to do in any panic situation, but there's no real connection between this news. I mean, and the fact is, people are correct. I mean, this is no news, right? In what way have the Standard & Poor learned something that we didn't know the day before? You know what? One of the things that is the most amazing to me about this is that what is the role of rating agencies? You know, for many years now, rating agencies didn't even reduce the rating of companies they should have, when they were supposed to investigate and they were supposed to have kind of private information or information that is hard for us to get. And they didn't do their job for a long time. All of a sudden, they're doing their job. I think the U.S. deserved a downgrade, but there's no real news about this downgrade. It wasn't as if we didn't all of us watch the debate and know how things were going in Washington and how difficult was the agreement, and that the agreement at the end was not that great. So the panic, I think, it was just kind of a trigger for panic, but there's no new information in it.
Now, Dan Ariely, let me put to you some analysis that we got earlier this morning, and that is that the sell-off has nothing to do with the S&P at all, according to this assessment, that in fact, it's all about, finally, the economy taking a look rationally at the weakness in the economy underlying all of this silliness going on in Washington. And so once the Washington debate is over, the S&P does their downgrade, now the economy is actually free to take a look at the weakness in jobs, the weakness in demand, and they're seeing some really negative statistics on all kinds of fronts, and that's what the sell-off is about. It's actually rational.
So, you know, this must be somebody who assumes rationality from the starting and basically looking for any reaction of the market to be rational. And you know what? If the markets will be up today, that person will say, oh, yesterday it looked again. It looked again today and something happened. Look, markets should not go up and down by 5% a day. And if the economy was rational, nobody should wait until somebody makes a decision. If you think the economy is worthless, you should be selling now. It's not as if people who hold a lot of stocks in the market said, oh, yes, I think I should sell, but you know what? Let me hold off for a few days until Washington finished the debate. No, I mean, this is kind of a crazy argument of people who believe in perfect rationality. I think the market has shown again that you can't think about the stock market as being perfectly rational. The news yesterday did not reflect a drop in 5% of the value of the stock market and an increase in the bond market. It's just not something that we can, I think, coincide this volatility with something. Now, if there was a slow reduction over the last 2 months as this debate was going on, you could maybe say that this has to do with some kind of rational reaction to the market. But this quick drop, I think, is just a fantasy to relate it to perfectly rational markets. I think there was panic. I mean, how can you explain such a big drop? And
right. If
the markets would go up today, it's, again, just the overreaction and reactions.
Dan Ariely is professor of psychology and behavioral economics at Duke University. He's the author of Predictably Irrational, describing the panic yesterday on Wall Street. You know, we've been trying to find phenomena in the economy that are more rational and represent real value. We talked with a couple of small business people who are paying no attention to the market and are quietly and slowly investing and opening new shops and hiring people. And it's these kinds of phenomena that actually benefit real people. And I'm just struck by how psychologically vulnerable people are to just watching these numbers move around. Dan?
Yeah, and I think this has been a big lesson over the last 3 years or so, is how the stock market is disconnected from the real economy. Of course, the stock market is really important for the economy, and all of us, you know, our retirement depends on it. But what we're realizing is that the stock market is the, you know, it's the blood life of lots of people in Wall Street and in New York. But for the rest of the country, there's a big disconnect about what's happening in that market and what's happening in our personal lives. And people care more about things like unemployment. The numbers for unemployment, for example, are really bad, and people are watching them, I think, in some sense more carefully, because they're much more day-to-day life, where retirement and stock market is about retirement and what will happen many years from now. And we know, sadly, that people are just not that concerned usually with those numbers. So the effects of the markets are, the most direct effect are on lending and on the price of credit. But those effects are not that big, even for a reduction like yesterday.
Hmm. Dan Ariely, before we go, so in one of your classes, you're a professor of behavioral economics. I mean, do you march into class today and go, ha, what did I tell you? Huh? Or what do you say?
Thankfully, I'm not teaching today. It's still summer. I have a few more days for this.
Good.
But I think the discussion for me would be, what do we learn with such volatility? What economic model can we have with rational and irrational influence that could account for this volatility in the market? What else, what other factors do we need to add to the model that would help us explain this behavior?
All right. Well, that's what we will explore when we talk to you again. Dan Ariely is a professor of behavioral economics at Duke University, author of Predictably Irrational, with a few more summer days before he has to go back into the classroom. Thanks, Dan.
My pleasure. Take care.
Time for our own little Rorschach test. Look at the markets. Look at the unemployment in your community. Look at growing businesses or shrinking businesses. Look in your own wallet and tell us what you see. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE with the latest economic news in your neck of the woods. And perhaps it's best not to focus on what you don't have, but what you do. We talked about where to find value, and Wes wrote to us, the only things we are spending real money on are education and our children. We considered purchasing a home, but seeing the loss of value that home had already endured made us reconsider. What are you putting your stock in? What are you investing in? Your kids? Your relationship? If not the stock market, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is out this week. This is The Takeaway.